Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai City Council passed an ordinance on April 16th approving the conditional donation of 3 1.5-acre parcels of city-owned land to the Kenai Peninsula Housing Initiatives. The parcels to be subdivided from a larger acre tract in the Kenai Meadows addition will be used for the development of income-restricted and senior housing. KPHI, a nonprofit dedicated to providing affordable housing for low-income, senior, and special needs residents, must complete subdivision and financing requirements before receiving the land. In recognition of the public benefit the housing will provide, the property will be transferred for $1, significantly below market value. City officials emphasize that the move reflects Kenai's commitment to meeting community housing needs and serves the best interests of its residents. Council member Alex Doffitt.
It'll benefit the community and still not have the effect of possibility, a negative effect on other business owners in the area and how they work with market evaluation and stuff. And I was glad to hear that. I look forward to this. We need more housing in the area, and hopefully it'll bring more many more people to be able to move in and provide workers for our local businesses here in the area.
With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A loose dog on the runway may have contributed to Monday's deadly plane crash near Nanwalek.
What we understand now is there may have been an animal, namely a dog, that was on the runway.
That's NTSB Alaska Chief Clint Johnson speaking to KTUU.
The pilot initiated a go-around. There was also another company airplane behind. He was talking to that airplane at the same time, said he was initiating a go-around. Made a right turn away from the runway, pretty steep climb, and unfortunately there was a loss of control, typically more notably a stall.
The plane crashed on the beach close to the water's edge. Rescuers were able to move the wreckage slightly inland, but it remains in the tide zone. Johnson said the NTSB is working with Smoky Bay Air and its insurance company to coordinate the recovery. The NTSB is continuing to interview witnesses and encourages anyone with information to email witness@ntsb.gov. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly has granted a two-month extension to its tourist working group, which is still debating how best to tax the region's growing visitor economy. The group was expected to finalize recommendations this month, but hit a deadlock over whether to stick with a flat 3% sales tax or shift to a seasonal model, lower in winter, higher in the summers. The extension gives the group until July to finish its work. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
In recognition of National Fentanyl Awareness Day, Senator Dan Sullivan has extended the deadline for his public service announcement competition to May 31st. This competition invites high school students across Alaska to create short, impactful video or audio PSAs warning about the deadly risks of fentanyl and the danger of taking a single non-prescription pill. The initiative is part of Senator Sullivan's broader One Pill Can Kill Alaska campaign launched last year, which aims to raise awareness and prevent drug-related deaths, especially among youth. Since launching the campaign, Sullivan has held events and listening sessions in numerous communities nationwide. He emphasizes the importance of youth involvement in spreading this life-saving message and believes empowering students to lead peer education efforts is key to combating the crisis. All Alaskan high schoolers can participate individually or in teams using any available technology. Winning entries will be featured statewide on local TV, radio, and Senator Sullivan's social media platforms. The competition encourages creativity, positive messaging, and informed decision-making. Winners will be announced on June 30th. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.